Back at it again, Senator. Let's talk about some of the things you're expecting for the 2021 session.
Yes, very excited to get session started again. You know, starting my third session in the Senate. I am a junior now, and so excited to be here, excited to represent the constituents in the 21st Senatorial District, as well as the citizens of the state of Missouri. We have a big task on our shoulders this year in order to have a balanced budget. You know, right now we are balancing the budget with many of those federal CARES Act dollars that are coming through, and obviously we won't have those dollars next year. So I think the budget will be a big, significant portion of discussion this year. Obviously, I have filed gaming bills in the prior years, whether that's sports book or video lottery terminals. You know, they could provide upwards combined over maybe $300 million in additional new revenue to the state. And as we possibly see revenue decline over the next year or two, this additional revenue would help with educational needs. According to the Missouri State Constitution, gaming revenue has to go toward education. And we want to make sure that we are continue to fully fund the school foundation formula, as well as support higher ed.
Obviously, with a new General Assembly in this case, not everything is set in stone yet, as in terms of still waiting on some of those committee assignments, so it's another week or two probably before that first legislation gets heard in committee.
That's right. We have not been assigned our committee assignments yet or found out what chairmanship I will be part of, but I'm excited to be here. I know our President Pro Tem does a good job. I look forward to working on the committees that he assigns. My prediction is I will be on a lot of the same committees that I have been in the past, including appropriations, and being a certified public accountant, I most certainly enjoy looking at the numbers and enjoy digging deep and being a taxpayer watchdog on the Missouri state budget.
We learned a lot from COVID-19 last year, and especially in terms of budgeting, which situation where everything looked really good first part of March, and all of a sudden everything changed literally in a matter of days.
Yes, most certainly. You know, we have a lot of small businesses that are struggling, and especially restaurants and some of our retail businesses, because there have been mandates, and whether that's mandates as far as takeout only or delivery only. One of the things that I want to do is my Senate Bill 20 addresses some of these mandates and basically just says that for any mandate during a pandemic, and whether that's a close order, whether it's a stay in place order or anything like that, that must pass not only the county health board, but the county commissioners must vote on that as well in order for it to go into effect. I just want to make sure that all of our constituents are heard, and the county commissioners many times have a better sense and a better grip on how mandates may affect small businesses in their county. We just need to do everything we can in order to open things back up and make sure that these small business owners are able to thrive and keep their doors open.